Question. Intellectually, we understand that body or mind are not us and we have nothing to do with it. Also, earlier you said that in this manner one should become indifferent to the worldly impressions on the mind. But how does one really become indifferent? Swamiji, just like you believe that you have absolutely no relation with your dog's mind, similarly, acknowledge that there is no relation between you, the self or swam, and your mind. The dog's mind and our minds are of the same nature and class, jati. When the dog's mind is not yours, then this mind is also not yours. Mind is a fragment of nature and abides in nature, jad prakriti, whereas we, the self or swam, are consciousness and God's very own fragment. Just like the worldly impressions left on a dog's mind have no effect on you, similarly, this mind too should not make any difference to you, that is self or swam. The mind has a relationship with nature, prakriti, whereas you, the self, soul, atma, have a relationship with God, the Paramatma. You assumed an affinity with the mind, and therefore now pain and sorrow are inevitable. Now, whatever you do with this mind or body, you will reap the fruits of its good and bad deeds. Whatever be the thoughts that come into a dog's mind, what has it to do with you? Similarly, whatever comes to this mind, what has it to do with you, the swam? Your relationship is not with the body, sense organs, mind and intellect. Your relationship is only with God, the Paramatma. Just to make us understand this, Lord Sri Krishna says in the Gita, Mami Vamsho Jeev Loke Jeev Bhuta Sanatana. Gita chapter 15, Shlok 7. In this world, the self, Atma, becomes an embodied soul, the Jeev, though being a fragment of my eternal self, the Paramatma. Understand this message and you will see a dramatic change in your outlook, that is vritya, and your spiritual accomplishments, sadhana. You understand yourself to be I am. In this, the I is inert, whereas M is consciousness. It is only because of I, the M exists. If I, the ego, were removed, then M would become non-existent. All that would remain is isness or existence, consciousness. In the Gita, Lord has elaborated and said that when an aspirant becomes nirmamo, nirahankara, that is when he becomes free from attachment, sense of mindness, nirmamo, and egoism, I am the body, nirahankara, then he attains brahma sthiti, that is a state of God realized soul. Gita chapter 2, shlok 72. From Sansar Ka Asar Kaise Chhute in Hindi by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji.